Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad.
Dr. Henry Stoop, 1632-1676, classicist, polemicist, physician, and philosopher, in his book, An Account of the Rise and Progress of Mohammedanism, page 83, says the following about Imam Ali alayhi salam. He had a contempt of the world, its glory and pomp. He feared God much, gave many alms, was just in all his actions, humble and affable, of an exceeding quick wit, and of an ingenuity that was not common. He was exceedingly learned, not in those sciences that terminate in speculations, but those which extend to practice.
Azar jaan girami fidaye naam e Ali.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. You know, dear friends, one of the things that we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, of course, is this idea and this concept that Imam Ali, alayhi salam, of course, first and foremost, was the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam Ali alayhi salam closely followed the footsteps and the teachings and the manners and the behaviors of the Messenger of Allah, to the point where we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam himself says that I would follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam like a baby camel follows its mother. This is how close they were. Why did Imam Ali give this example? Of course, because a baby camel is almost inseparable from its mother. And of course, when we want to see the signs of one who is close to the Messenger of Allah, we should see who is close to the Messenger of Allah. We can't expect people that are far away from the Messenger of Allah to be the, you know, closest followers. In this regards, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that by Allah, the Messenger of Allah informed me of the divine covenants to the effect that hypocrisy is the sign of enmity with Ali and faith is the sign of love for Ali. Hence, no one is my enemy unless he is a hypocrite, and no one loves me unless he is a believer. It's so interesting, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali is such that it applies in so many different facets and so many different aspects. But in this aspect, we find that Imam Ali's personality is the differentiator between hypocrisy and iman, between nifaq and belief. And so one, according, of course, to the Messenger of Allah and Imam Ali alayhi salam here, he swears by Allah, he takes an oath by Allah that one who is his enemy is a hypocrite, and one who is his friend and who is a lover and supporter and follower of Imam Ali is one who is a believer, is a mu'min. And so merely this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in itself is so important that if we follow this universal persona of Imam Ali, we become a believer. And if we oppose this very universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we become a hypocrite. And we find throughout the history of the Muslims that this was true. Those people that end up opposing Imam Ali alayhi salam truly turned out to be hypocrites. And all those who supported Imam Ali alayhi salam turned out to be mu'mineen and turned out to be faithful people. And so when it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, his persona is the differentiator between nifaq and iman, between hypocrisy and belief. A profound and thought-provoking lesson for us all, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا
وعلى O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee
is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
When we talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, the question is, how do we tackle the topic of Imam Ali alayhi salam? It is very difficult in itself because of the great personality that he was. And when we look at the fada'il or that which has been said about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that we are at a lack of or a loss of words. For example, we get a tradition reported from Imam Radha alayhi salam where he says, no one can complete their faith. That means faith is incomplete unless they give the same respect to the last of us as they do to the first of us, to the imams. You can't say that one imam is more hujjah than another imam. He says faith is incomplete unless you give each one of us our due respect as being the authority of Allah, as being the proof of Allah, and as being the ones who decipher that which is halal and haram. But he says, however, the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam are on a different level than us. This is from Imam Radha alayhi salam, where it says the fada'il that is deserved or deserving to these two great personalities is different than the fada'il that we have. And when we look at the ahadith, we clearly understand that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in a position where there is nobody with him. Yeah? Except, of course, the Prophet is greater than him. We get a tradition, for example, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, afzalu khalqillah ghayri. He says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after me, he says. The best creation. This is coming from the best of the creations. And he says, Wal Hasan wal Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. We know this. That Hasan and Husayn are the Sayyids, the kings of the princes of Jannah. But what he says, Wa abuhuma khayrum minhuma. What their father is better than them, he says. Now this is a pretty big honor. Now it clearly defines for us that even within the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, there is a hierarchy, you can say. that, of course, the first is the Prophet. You know, there's one rule that we always have to understand. And if we understand this rule, then our aqaid becomes easier. We find so many ahadith which describe the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying he's the best at this, and the best at that, and the best at this. But he himself says, أَنَا عَبْدٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ الرَّسُولِ. I am a servant from the servants of Rasulullah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.